Knowing your true hourly cost overhead, truck, and labor burden, how to build your real cost per billable hour from the ground up. Base wage, labor burden, truck cost, and overhead spread over realistic billable hours, so your pricing is built on a number instead of a guess. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. This is the single most important number in your business, and most small shops never actually calculate it. Your true hourly cost is what it costs you to put one tech in front of one customer for 1 hour, before you've made a dime of profit. If you don't know that number, every price you quote is a guess, and busy but broke is the result. The goal here is to build that number from the ground up so your pricing rests on something solid. How it works. People think their hourly cost is the tech's wage. It's not even close. The wage is the floor. On top of it sits labor burden, the taxes and benefits that ride along with that wage, the cost of the truck and everything in it, and your overhead, rent, insurance, software, phone, the office person, fuel, advertising, your own time running the company. All of that has to be paid for out of billable hours, and you have far fewer billable hours than you think, because not every paid hour is a sold hour. The trick is to add up your real annual costs and divide by the hours you can actually bill. That gives you cost per billable hour. Whatever you charge above that is gross margin, and margin is where profit and reinvestment come from. In the field, build the number in four layers. I'll use round illustrative figures. Your real numbers will differ, but the method is what matters. Start with the base wage. Say you pay a tech $30/hour. That's the starting block, not the cost. Add labor burden. On top of wages, you're paying payroll taxes, workers' comp, liability that scales with payroll, plus whatever you provide in health, retirement, paid time off, and training. Burden commonly lands somewhere around 25-45% on top of the wage depending on what you offer, and your state's comp rates. At 35%, that $30 tech now costs roughly $40.50/hour just to employ. Add the truck, the vehicle payment or depreciation, fuel, insurance, maintenance, tires, registration, and the tools and stocked inventory riding in it all cost real money per year. Add those up and divide by the truck's billable hours. It's easy for a fully stocked service truck to add several dollars an hour. Call it $6-$10/hour as an illustration. Spread your overhead. Total up everything that isn't wage, burden, or truck, rent, office staff, software, phones, advertising, accounting, general liability, your own salary for running the business. Divide that annual total by the total billable hours across all your techs. On a small shop, this overhead per hour figure is frequently larger than people expect. It can rival the wage itself. Now stack them. Wage plus burden plus truck plus overhead equals your true cost per billable hour. In this illustration, you might be looking at $40.50 plus $8 plus overhead. Say $20 equals roughly $68.50/hour just to break even. Charge $70 and you're barely keeping the lights on. That's the wake up. Normal values and targets. A few realities that catch owners off guard. Billable hours are the killer. A tech is paid for about 2,080 hours a year, but drive time, shop time, callbacks, training, vacation, and slow days mean you might only bill 1,200 to 1,500 of them. Your overhead and truck cost get divided by that smaller number, which drives the hourly cost up hard. Be honest, even pessimistic, about billable hours. Gross margin is not profit. The amount above your true cost has to cover the slow season, bad debt, equipment replacement, and leave something for you. A common target is to price so labor carries a healthy margin over true cost, not a few dollars. This is why flat rate exists. Once you know your true hourly cost, you can build flat rate prices that bake it in, so a slow tech and a fast tech both earn you the margin you need. Common faults and what they mean. Busy all season, no money at year end. You're pricing off the wage, not the true cost. Your profit is being eaten by burden, truck, and overhead you never counted. Can't afford to replace a truck or a tool. Your hourly rate never included depreciation, so there was never a fund building for it. Every quote feels like a gamble. You don't have a cost number, so you're matching the competitor's price and hoping. That's not a business, that's a coin flip. You undercut a bigger shop and win the job, but lose money. Their price wasn't greed, it included real overhead yours ignores. Tech tips and gotchas. Pay yourself in the overhead number. The owner working in the field for free is the most common way a small shop hides its real cost from itself. If you walked away tomorrow, you'd have to hire someone to do what you do. That cost is real whether you write yourself a check or not. Put it in. Recalculate when anything big changes. New truck payment, a raise, a rent increase, a jump in insurance, Any of those moves your true hourly cost, and your prices should move with it. This isn't a once and forever number. Use a realistic billable hour count, not a hopeful one. The single biggest mistake is dividing overhead by 2080 hours as if every paid hour gets billed. Use what you actually invoice. A lower billable hour number raises your cost per hour, and pricing on the honest figure is what keeps you solvent. Don't confuse high revenue with health. You can run $1 million through a business and lose money if your cost per hour is above your price. Revenue is vanity. Margin over true cost is survival. Know this number before you negotiate anything. When a customer or a property manager pushes for a lower rate, your true hourly cost tells you instantly where the floor is and when to walk. Negotiating without it is how shops talk themselves into unprofitable work.